A 29-year-old part-time firefighter is in custody, charged with starting the massive wildfire that has destroyed more than 450 homes in eastern Arizona. Leonard Gregg appeared before a federal magistrate in Flagstaff yesterday. Prosecutors say he set the fire so he could earn money working on a fire crew. Mitch Tyke of Arizona Public Radio reports.
Leonard Gregg faces charges of starting two fires June 18th. Prosecutors say he used a match to ignite a small fire that morning in Cibique, Arizona, which firefighters controlled within hours. Later that day, authorities believe he began another fire, this one at the rodeo grounds in Cibique. That fire exploded to 9,000 acres within 24 hours. The rodeo fire eventually merged with another fire and reached 450,000 acres by this weekend. Leonard Gregg was on one of the first teams to battle the rodeo fire. U.S. Attorney Paul Charlton says that was his intention when he started the fire.
The evidence that we have right now is that this fire was started with a profit motive behind it.
Gregg was one of many residents of the Fort Apache Reservation who works on an as-needed basis as a wildland firefighter for the Bureau of Indian Affairs. By Sunday, though, Gregg was far from the fire lines. A government SUV brought him to his first court hearing in Flagstaff. An electronic iron gate swung closed, and Gregg was led in handcuffs to appear before federal magistrate Stephen Verkamp. Wearing a blue jumpsuit, Gregg looked morose as the charges were read. The only time he spoke at length was when he was asked if he had any questions. At that point, Gregg said, quote, "I'm sorry for what I did." Verkamp cut him off quickly, reminding Gregg the statement could be used against him in court. Wendell Peacock is a spokesman for the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which led the investigation. He says the fact that Gregg was a part-time firefighter was less important than the fact an arrest was made.
I think it's pretty safe to say any time that there's evidence that a fire has been started by a human being and somebody does get arrested for it, it's a step in the right direction and a little bit of relief that at least there's a possibility that whoever started the fire is not out there starting any more fires.
Fire officials say they've turned a corner in fighting the Rodeo Shediskay fire. Thousands of people remain under forced evacuations from four mountain towns in eastern Arizona, but thousands more were allowed to return to their homes and survey the damage over the weekend as fire lines and the weather continued to hold. But Bureau of Indian Affairs spokesman Wendell Peacock says it's not a spark from a match he's worried about now.
Keep in mind, we're coming into lightning season, just starting. When it gets to be full swing down here, Arizona is going to register in excess of 45,000 lightning strikes a day. And you can be sure with the fuels that are on the ground out there right now, that's a spark that'll really start it.
Leonard Gregg, meanwhile, remains in a county jail in Flagstaff awaiting a preliminary hearing Wednesday. If he's convicted of starting both fires, he could face 10 years in prison and $500,000 fine. The arrest marks the second time this season a person with an agency which fights wildfires has been charged with starting one. Over the weekend, the U.S. Forest Service announced it had fired Terry Barton, the employee they believe was responsible for starting the fire that's charred more than 130,000 acres near Denver. Barton has pleaded not guilty. For NPR News, I'm Mitch Tyke in Flagstaff, Arizona.